The gaining skills section of floor maps involves pretending. Participants are still starting at one X and walking down the path to the other X, but in this case, they are pretending, they're acting out different situations or emotions as they walk down the path from one X to the other. Sometimes for some students, this is easier to do with no music playing, so you can make a decision about whether you want to use music or not. And here are some suggestions we've listed in step one about what kinds of things students might pretend. They can range from more concrete, like driving a car, riding a bike, walking on ice. Kids are fond of pretending that they're animals, like they're dogs or birds or kangaroos or snakes. And you can also ask them to pretend emotional things if they're capable of doing that. Go down the path and pretend you're really sad. Go down the path and pretend you're thinking about something really funny. Now, you'll notice in these examples that there are things that are more concrete and more abstract. And as we've discussed in other areas where we're doing pretending work, some students find it really challenging to do this kind of pretending. And for some students, the more abstract things like pretending that they're sad, pretending that they're scared, those kinds of things are very challenging. So you want to pick your scenarios according to your kids' capabilities. The second step in this is that the audience is participating. A great way to get the audience to participate is making sound effects. So if someone is driving a car, then the kids can make car noises. If someone is pretending to be an animal, then they can make sounds for that animal, this kind of thing. And of course, when the student reaches the end of the path and gets onto that second X, everybody claps and cheers for what has happened. And you want to make sure that when you're repeating this with different scenarios for different kids, that you're choosing, again, a scenario that matches the abilities of that particular kid.